morphological transformation and star formation quenching of massive galaxies at 0.5 by Shuang Liu et al. To figure out the effect of stellar mass and local environment on morphological transformation and star formation quenching in galaxies, we use the massive m_*= 10^10 m_ordo. Galaxies at 0.5 lower or equal to Z lower or equal to 2.5 in 5 fields of 3DHST, CANDELS. Based on the IT-UVJ diagnosis and the possibility of possessing spheroid, our sample of massive galaxies are classified into 4 populations, quiescent early-type galaxies, QEs, quiescent late-type galaxies, QLs, star-forming early-type galaxies, SES, and star-forming late-type galaxies, SLs. It is found that the quiescent fraction is significantly elevated at the high ends of mass and local environmental overdensity, which suggests a clear dependence of quenching on both mass and local environment. Over cosmic time, the mass dependence of galaxy quiescence decreases while the local environment dependence increases. The early type fraction is found to be larger only at high mass end, indicating a evident mass dependence of morphological transformation. This mass dependence becomes more significant at lower redshifts. Among the 4 populations, the fraction of active galactic nucleus, AGN, in the QLs peaks at 2 lower thuns lower or equal to 2.5, and rapidly declines with cosmic time. The SES are found to have higher AGN fractions of 20-30% at 0.5 lower or equal to Z lower than 2. The redshift evolution of AGN fractions in the QLs and SES suggests that the AGN feedback could have played important roles in the formation of the QLs and SES. This was morphological transformation and star formation quenching of massive galaxies at 0.5 by Shuang Liu et al.